Māori and Kō Kākau. For Māori, the Nahiri, forest, and all that lives within it, is a taonga, or treasure. Nahiri, the forest. For Māori, the forest and everything that lives in it, is a taonga, treasure. Māori saw plants as having senior status. Tāne created them before mankind, and they were therefore respected as older relatives. They are the link between man and sacred ancestors, Papatūānuku and Ranganui. Before the arrival of European, Māori had whakapapa, names and uses for many trees, plants and animals. Tia kina ngā manu ka ora te Nahiri. Look after the birds and the forest flourishes. Ka ora te Nahiri, ka ora ngā manu. If the forest flourishes, the birds flourish. All Nahiri contain special forest taonga. In the past, Māori used the forest for many things, and it was thought of as the Māori supermarket, spiritual domain, schoolhouse, medicine cabinet. Birds were important in Māori life. They were used for food, and people wore their feathers. Birds' behaviour was used to predict the weather or the future. Kō Kākau are named after their beautiful song. Kō Kākau were thought of as sacred by many Māori, so were not often eaten. Kō Kākau were attracted with pehe, a call leaf, leaf used to sound like bird calls to attract them. When King Tawhiyo ended the land wars in the 1880s by marching into Pirongia Township with his warriors and laying down arms to declare peace, he also laid down four birds, one of which was a Kō Kākau. People were often compared to birds in Māori proverbs. Kō Kākau were thought of as fleet of foot. In Māori myth, the Kō Kākau filled its wattles with water and brought it to Maui as he fought the sun. Maui rewarded the bird by making its legs long and slender, enabling it to bound through the forest with ease. Today, many iwi and hapu are working together with community groups to restore Kō Kākau habitat, control predators, and bring Kō Kākau back to areas where they used to be. Can you find out more about how Māori valued and used the Nahiri?